Should work now? Yeah. Bada bing, bada bam. We're back in business. Back in business, back to basics. All right. I'll post it up. Keep posting up. What's up? I'm fucking mad. I'm pissed off. I'm angry.
I have to. Is it DLive.com?
No, it's DLive.tv, you fucking imbecile.
Oh, that makes sense.
DLive.tv/ready_2_die. Don't forget it. We're flying under the radar. Shit poop style. I'm gonna get ribs and I'm gonna eat them. How you feel like that?
Stream.
Yeah. How you feel like that?
How you feel like that? Oh, there's already people here.
Uh-huh. They're up in it.
There's weird.
All right, I'm just gonna post this to Patreon so all the patrons don't get mad at me, and then I'll get into it. I'll get up all up in it. What's been going on with me? Because I'm fucking pissed off. I'm angry.
Inside your green screen of.
I know, cause I'm too pissed to even do that. You're just gonna see my dirty ass room, with all my poop all over. Whoa, you can't say that.
Sorry.
But I'm just.
I hate censorship. Just let me say the N word, and I won't shit up my school.
Straight up. That's all I want to say. That's all I want to do. And these people are making me file lawsuits. You could have left me alone, and I wouldn't fucking sue you. All you had to do was let me say faggot and nigger. That's all you had to do.
You're not supposed to say that, Sophia.
That's all you had to do, and now I have to be a litigious nightmare. I'm sorry. But let's get into it. So, I'm pissed off because, yeah, I'm gonna get a Luger. Don't worry about it. I shouldn't say that, though. I shouldn't say that, because now I'm walking on eggshells for the rest of my fucking life. Because, you know how school's out? School ended on June 13th. It is June 21st. Not only is it summer vacation, but I'm fucking transferring out of my school. I decided that before all this shit happened. I decided I was getting the hell out of here. But you know what? My principal is still calling my fucking father, telling me, oh, the kids are calling, they're having a problem with you calling them gay babies. And you know what? They can punish me, even though I'm fucking leaving forever. I'm never going back there. I'm never gonna see those fucking kids ever again. Those heterosexual, straight sex loving, straight ass kids. Straighter than a fucking wood plank. I'm never gonna see them again. And they're still calling up the principal. And even though I'm leaving, and even though it's summer vacation, the second I come back to an entirely different school, I'm gonna be fucking suspended. You're never gonna get away from these people.
As per request of Sophia's principal, we have to clarify that.
We have to clarify. I was erroneous before for calling them gay babies. They're actually so straight. They're actually so straight that they don't even touch their penis when they go. They sit down to pee, as to not touch their penis.
Can I say your school name?
No, don't say my school name. Don't dox me.
Okay.
But, it's my high school. Yeah, my high school is a faggot free zone, so it would defy the laws of physics for them to be gay. They're actually really straight. I can't. Private school would be just too much of a hassle. It'd be. You know, and I have to pay money for that. The alternative school I'm going to is just. Is ideal.
I'm going to special ed.
Yeah, I'm going to special ed, so they. Which will be easier. I just raged a little bit because my principal is all. I think I can't call the kids anything because being gay is a protected class. But you can call them straight white males all you want, and the school can't get mad at you. As for my principal, though, I think I can call him a gay faggot all I want, and they can't do anything about it. But we'll see about that. Because I'm, even though it's summer vacation, I'm transferring out of my school. I have to fucking meet with my old school's principal on Monday. Because he has to tell me how much I can't say gay babies. I can't say gay babies. I'm gonna get suspended. I'm gonna go to juvie. I'm gonna get in trouble. But guess what? These kids, I got technically assaulted thrice. And I would think that these kids would leave me the fuck alone, but they're still chasing me out of school, even though never wronged against them ever. And they physically
fucking talk about this on live again, but you can't fucking do it in a video.
Oh, I can. Fuck, man. Because I can't write about it. It's too painful. I just want to scream, man.
You can do it. You can do it impromptu.
Oh, man. That might have to be the case. But I have to, I have to
recording, remember?
Include whatever happens on Monday in the thing. But you know what? I might just sue. They physically assault
Shut
me.
Shut up. Don't talk about that shit.
Can't fucking. Man.
You can't talk about anything, Sophia. You have
complain about it all you want. Just don't talk about lawsuits or anything like that. I really don't like that sort of shit. Being, I don't know. I don't want anybody hearing that.
They threw tea at her.
Yeah.
And popcorn.
Well, not only tea, but
definitely say that. That definitely cup. Say that they can tea at you a lot.
A tea cup.
Just in case, you know, they get a little wiry and say, "Hey, she's lying about me. She's telling lies."
And then, oh yeah, oh.
And then you shut up, Christina. That's what you do. Definitely say it a lot. They threw tea at me. So they, you know, they say you're being slanderous or whatever the fuck is the actual term for it. And then, you know.
Threw teacup at me, straight up. That was the most egregious. But also popcorn, and spraying water all over me.
How hot was the tea?
Their offenses. Well, it was tea, so it was hot. I felt it on my legs, splashed on my legs. The cup hit my legs. It's assault.
And melted off.
It's a fucking assault, man. But I was just screaming about how straight they are. Extremely straight, but I'm gonna read your Twitter thread now. It's about the new 1791L video, which I didn't even click on because I knew it was gonna be about. We need to regulate the internet. We want the government. We want the.
Hey, what's up, chat? It's Libertarian Livestreams here, and we're gonna tell you all about how we need you to. Put an ANCAP flag in your profile picture.
Oh yeah, you have to become. I am Anarchy Sophia. I am.
Anarcho Soph. That's your name.
Anarcho Soph. Yeah. Capitalist Corbis. This is Capitalist Corbis. Back at it again with another libertarian rant. Fuck.
Daniel Cucci, we've been streaming. We just started streaming.
Yeah, we just started, Daniel. But yeah. So, racism was crushed by market forces.
Oh yeah.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah. They say like it's a shitty libertarian argument, and that like his type of conservative buys into, which is and his fucking thing is so retarded. He says. Oh yeah, libertarians say all the time, like, I don't know who he's talking about when he says, I don't know, like, maybe a few American libertarians that just got to fucking speak publicly a lot, that no libertarian ever liked, by the way. Fucking, maybe Penn Jillette said this, and he heard it, but, you know, market forces destroyed racism because people care more about green than they care about black and white, but, and then Lex made the argument that was also going to happen to conservatism. So in Lex's mind, a free market makes people start believing that there's no such thing as races. Yeah, that was the free market. It was the market that made people believe that there was no such thing as races. And the market is anti-conservatism. The market concludes in eliminating conservatism from common parlance.
I don't.
That was his argument. He argued that the free market would destroy conservatism. That's the argument. That's and I find it good. I really believe that. That's why I'm a fascist.
Yeah, that's just what people are naturally propelled towards. What?
Yeah. Yeah, people are naturally, it's the free market. People are naturally, people are naturally, you know, cutting their kids' dicks off. That's not an anomaly. That is the free market. That is the ultimate conclusion of the free market. You know, you let people have property and then they cut their kids' dicks off. That's just how it works.
Maybe I'm the idiot, but Lex glosses over such a glaring pit in his argument. If there is such an overwhelming market demand for YouTube, why the fuck are they losing so much money? What the fuck do you mean by market demand if they are not profitable? Competitors.
Well, he makes in the video. He says, like, there obviously is a lot of market demand for YouTube, but it's hemorrhaging money. This is obviously red, but it's blue. I'm obviously straight. That's why I like to suck balls.
Yeah. That's just what happens when straight people. That's just what they do. Anyways,
the next one is my favorite.
Competitors didn't say regulation. They said it.
Okay, I'll explain that beforehand. Okay. He's quoting, like, he's saying, like, libertarians are wrong because they say people can't compete. Libertarians say people can't compete with YouTube because of regulation. And then Lex says, well, when asked, the competitors didn't say it was government regulation. They said it was too expensive to compete. Now you can read the part.
Okay, competitors didn't say regulation. They said it was too expensive to compete. Today, my dad, John McCain, died of brain cancer. I asked him what was bugging him yesterday, and he said he just had a headache. So I guess he didn't have brain cancer after all. Oh, yeah, I pooped my pants, but not because I have diarrhea.
Is it like they expect shit to be so simple? I guess it's just like positivism because that's what America was built on top of. But they expect, like, they think that libertarians are arguing that government regulation is something like you can't compete if you're not big. No, they would never write that into law, you retard. Shithead.
Competitors didn't say regulation. They said it was too expensive to compete. It is too expensive compete because of regulation, because they have to file all these fucking things for the government, and you have to spend more resources, aka more money, on doing that.
Like, it's, the market is not one thing. It's a fucking sequence of a million things. They say, oh, I'm gonna establish a fucking alternative to YouTube. Oh, then I gotta go buy stuff. Oh, but that stuff's price too high. Yeah, why? Why is that stuff price so high? Why is that stuff so fucking pricey? Look up the fucking industry of production of that thing. You're like, oh, it's fucking impossible to produce it. That's why it's so expensive.
Just happened that way. Just there. What I mean is, why the fuck is it so expensive? Tip, not price gouging by Lee Ebel, capitalist pig who. The problem is more complicated than just, well, I suppose YouTube is just a terminal now, so we have to regulate it in our favor. By regulating it, you're going to be making it so that YouTube is the thing that you're subservient to forever. Which I don't think you want. Two options. One, laboriously figure out why the process of establishing and running alternatives is not profitable and why the non-alternative isn't profitable either, so that a stable solution presents itself. Two, regulate it. So, yeah, Obama tube, easy, sweet, tasty, and cool, hashtag free college, yeah. That sort of thing.
The pieces, the fucking server or whatever you have to buy to set up and establish an alternative. Oh, it costs like fucking $1 million a fucking piece, because the industry of production of that shit is regulated to fucking hell, and it's impossible to run a company that produces those things. Yeah, but it's not like, it's not directly on the alternative. It's on what the alternative stands on. So that it's elusive. It's not easily noticeable. If my retarded brain can figure that one out, a fucking mogul can too. How do I fuck my competitors in the ass? Okay, so we both use the same resources. Okay, make the resource really pricey by regulating it, by getting the government to regulate it, by lobbying.
This guy's theory. YouTube is populated by casual watchers, as if the casual content in YouTube was still 2006 cat vids instead of the bullshit that is widely recognized as contrived and janky as fuck by everyone. And they will turn conservative after seeing Ben Shapiro. What is definitely not the case. Political unrest has already been brewing pretty hard since around Obama times, and YouTube just happened to host what people had a demand for, conservatism. Now that YouTube is taking down right-wing vids, all that unrest will just vanish. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. It is already there. I mean, Christina was reading me some stats about Zoomers before. That seem impossible considering the conditions that Zoomers live in. Like, what they are fed on a daily basis. So it's already there, whether or not there's people like actively cultivating it. It doesn't just, because think of you and I, like if all conservative content went away, even if we weren't able to create, we would be even more angry than before. There would be even more unrest than before. So yeah. It's not like those who are being politically tormented every day are going to look for what they want to see. They only watch things if they're recommended right next to their daily intake of Good Mythical Morning with Rhett, Link, and their new pal, Gay Kid Analvor. People don't understand their demand as much as they just want it satisfied. If it's not on YouTube, people will literally suss out that there's something wrong, with or without PragerU vids on easy access, and they'll go look for whatever that thing is. I mean, yeah, I have a bunch of people coming into my BitChute. What is this, like, be not afraid to have 160,000 views there? That's crazy for an alternative platform. And people had already, a lot of people had already watched the video, but they went to another platform to watch it again. Of course, the alternatives at the moment suck or whatever, and they're mainly comprised of dudes named Punk, Hebrewster, lol. Regulating this fucking company is 100% desired by its owners and will create a bigger problem for us long term than not regulating it will create short term.
Just, you know, generic lolbertarian ranting. You guys really get us when you say lolbertarian.
Haha, you're such a lolbert.
Oh, man. They seem very keen to pick up on shit when it's mocking them, but they're very, I guess because they're used to making fun of people who are straight up fucking mentally retarded.
Yeah, but with they have literally like one set of memes for libertarians. You could at least be funny with it, but all you have is putting Mick in front of everything, or saying Lulbert. Oh, and then the hebophile shit. As if it's not leftists who are doing that.
Yeah.
But,
Nazi Germany, age of consent, 14 years old. Didn't happen.
Oh!
Cool.
Fuck, man.
Coolio. Didn't happen, trust me. Huh?
Anyways,
I just fucking It's like a desperate desire for things to be really simple. Just write a law and solve the problem.
Great! And then YouTube can become a completely, completely artificially run business, getting government money to be a little propaganda machine, and not actually making anything that anybody wants to watch. The age of consent all over the place back then was very low. Nice.
Sophia, what was the thing you said we should talk about on the stream? I forgot.
Me too.
Oh my god, that was so much gas in my stomach.
I think I just wanted to scream a little bit about being raped. So...
No, there was like something particular.
Is that fucking bugs? Yeah, of course. UN is telling you to eat bugs now. Finally, lunchtime after a long day of clicking ads for Facebook and solving captchas for Google's self-driving cars. What's on the menu today? Rocks, leaf bug, dumpster dive, that was cummed on. Great. That's what the UN wants to you guys to eat.
Awesome.
Yeah, the UN posted a picture of a burger with cum on it. I'm doubtful it's even a burger. I think it's a bugger. Cum and like green. They probably would give it like a cute name like that. I think it's also on like a bed of frozen cum, and like. On top of it, there's green shit as well.
On a fucking My Little Pony thing off 4chan. I think that video's probably still up. Like, where they're reading a thread of some guy who had, like, his, had, like, a vat of his nut, and he left it on top of a radiator or something, and it boiled. I've seen that.
Wasn't there, like, some...
frozen cum.
Wasn't there some, like, green text? Like, cum macaroni?
I don't even... That's hell. Anyway. I don't know, it's so naive. Oh, the competitors didn't say regulation. They said the stuff was just pricey. Yeah, why is it pricey? Why does it cost so much, you know, to buy servers or whatever they... Like, what do they have to buy? Look at the things they have to buy to set that shit up. And then look at the market. Look at the fucking line of production of those things. And what do they have to import? Yeah, they're just suffering. The price is just a symptom from the thing that everybody's been saying all along. It's whatever. They're gonna regulate it. I shouldn't even fucking think about it.
It's inevitable. It's gonna happen anyways. It's a waste of brain power to even talk about.
There's something really admirable about there's some kind of nihilism in Tim Pool that is so admirable. I was watching the fucking thing with Joe Rogan and the fucking Twitter people, and he was like straight face telling the fucking CEOs like these problems are happening, and it's becoming more and more inevitable that you guys are gonna get regulated. He didn't even make a judgment whether that was bad or good. He was talking to the fucking bug's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. He didn't even squint. There's something right about that. That's cool.
Do tech companies pretend like they don't want to be regulated?
Barely.
Do they do that? Because I feel like that would be the same move as, like, the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve guys pretended like they didn't want a Federal Reserve to be made. And then reverse psychology.
I really didn't want to do this.
Reverse psychology the population into...
I didn't want to print all this money.
Yeah. Reverse psychology the population into trusting, into thinking that, oh yeah, we should make one because the bankers don't want one.
Mark Zuckerberg's buddy and like co-founder of fucking Facebook, going, oh, Facebook is a monster. It has to be regulated. Liz Warren, some other fucking people all going, oh, you need to break these companies up. They're too powerful. Yeah, but I'm wrong. I'm a Lulberg. I'm a fucking... I'm left. I'm left wing. It's more and more people like Tim Pool are fucking... Just like that complete abjection. These problems are coming up and you guys are gonna get regulated. If you don't like, fix them. They go,
you guys like the glasses?
You're wearing glasses?
Yeah, I'm wearing glasses right now.
Why are you wearing glasses?
Cause my mom said I gotta...
What? What the fuck? What? How would she infer that?
They're gamer glasses.
Are you serious?
They're gamer-
No, not about the gamer. Not about the gamer, with your mom.
What do you mean?
Did your mom tell you to wear those?
Yeah, they're gamer glasses. Because they're gamer glasses. They're for gaming.
Okay, that part's 100% a joke.
I'm not lying. Technically speaking, they're gamer glasses. Christina can attest to that. Oh, she's
explain
not here.
What the fuck you're telling me right now?
They're for gaming. They're for cool kids like me who spend all day on the computer.
Like a
so
idiot.
I don't become like a Chinaman and can't see and have myopia.
Is it some like fucking light protection glasses?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they look funny.
Oh my.
They look funny. Last night, I looked like a fucking serial killer with these on.
They're huge.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, keep calling me a Lulbert. See what happens.
See what happens.
Lulbert Soph. Lieutenant Lulbert. Capitalist Corvus, Lieutenant Lulbert.
Oh, I have a prophecy all of you 60 people watching this right now have to be aware of. By 2030, YouTube will be an Indian-ran, child entertainment production company. Trust me about that. I would know that. I'm a known tech mogul. All the money that I've made off of tech, I could buy and sell Google threefold over. All right. Mark Zuckerberg is my bitch. He's giving me head right now, as a matter of fact. Ugh. He lights my cigars for me. He cheats on his Asian wife with me. Trust me, I live in a shithole in Brazil. Where everything is fucking destroyed forever. Trust me.
Is Brazil ever gonna be repaired or is it just fucked forever?
No, I think it's... I'm pretty sure it's gonna be, if it keeps going in the direction it's going right now, it's gonna be alright. Like, Botswana became better when shit got, you know, more. Botswana got better. That's what I have in mind. Botswana, fucking...
Why are there still stories about Jussie Smollett?
Who fucking cares?
Jussie Smollett!
It's so tempting to just fucking Call him a nigger. This name is so unpleasant to say.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to call him a gay nigger. But I can't. Gay Jewish nigger.
Anyway. Well, he's a nay gigger, but, ooh, man. Actor Jesse Smollett could face... Actor Nay Gigger could face criminal charges again if a special prosecutor decides there are reasonable grounds to believe that any other criminal offense was committed. Judge Michael Tooman decided.
Tooman.
Like I care. Special prosecutor.
Oh, that's cool.
He needs a
company.
Did someone just fart in my ear?
No, I'm seeing a promoted tweet on Twitter right now by Ariel Brazil. It says, in plain 2019, 70% of the couples don't share the domestic duties. Wow, emoji. But Ariel Liquid can help. It's a detergent thing. It's a detergent thing. And what I really like, you know, feminist bullshit about how men should fucking do the laundry or whatever the fuck. And what I really like is the profile picture for Ariel Brazil. It's really good. Fuck!
Another rape accusation. Donald Trump rape
profile picture,
accusation.
Please.
What are you talking about? Ariel Brazil? Areola Brazil?
Look at that.
This is fucking,
Come on.
What even is this?
It's a detergent thing. I'm like just made the. I saw a promoted tweet where it's like feminist shit about how
green liquid
should do the laundry.
This laundry detergent is so cool that you're gonna the scuba areola.
This represents Rizzo more than soccer and samba.
The scuba areola, yeah. You guys should check this out. Let's check out Twitter moments.
The fucking marketing, man. It makes it easy for conspiracy dudes like the monster thing with the three Jewish
characters.
Things. Yeah.
Spell out 666.
Why do they make it so fucking easy? Man.
They're fucking with us.
Anyway,
let's check it out.
As I was saying, I own about 40% of the shares of YouTube. I own big tech.
Another alleges Trump raped her in the 1990s. That's crazy. Jesse, where's Jesse? Jesse Smollett. The fuck is this shit? What? Why is this a... Just, you're supposed to care about nothing all day. This blonde butch came out as non-binary, and a lot of people are loving their mother's way of showing support. What?
Hey, baby ghost. I want my mom to call me baby ghost.
Go fuck yourself. Denver Nuggets. Wait, what? Denver Nuggets.
Hey, baby goat. I was diagnosed with erectile dysfunction today. Come see me at the hospital.
Hey, my little baby goat. I just pooped my diaper. Can you come downstairs and change it?
Wow. Twitter moments. Kill me now.
Just a whole lot of nothing. What is this? Hemorrhoid flare-ups?
Oh man.
14 likes. Wow, a lot of people are looking at Twitter moments. That's pretty crazy.
Oh my god. If you search up like how to delete, it comes up like a bunch of accounts and then Twitter moments, and you can't.
Alright.
We ignore you guys because you don't say anything interesting.
No, speak for yourself.
Read the chat.
Speak for yourself, I love the chat. I live for the chat. The watchers.
I haven't read a single thing from the chat yet today. I know, I'm doing a really great job streaming right now.
I had a friend. I'm not gonna say his name. I had a friend who offered to show me footage of like drug raids that he like had caught, like captured himself, but he couldn't do it because it was like illegal, I guess. I wish I could have fucking seen those. Those probably look fucking awesome.
Is Nay Gigger now a thing? We haven't seen all the moments yet. Actually.
I want to see American moments. Can I see American moments?
I don't want to hear about Spain. People are celebrating as Friday marks the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. Look, it's a picture of Taylor Swift. You like that, Victor?
I love it.
Hong Kong protests? In LA's homeless...
Can you share your screen with me, please, so I can see it?
It's on the stream right now.
But the stream has like a delay.
You want to see it in real time?
Yeah, that's great.
Let's see if that works.
Do those glasses fit you? Aesthetically speaking?
Ridiculous.
That's what I'm asking myself. Because, like, as far as ridiculous goes, most things look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous is good often. I'm not sure. I'm probably gonna have to like spend a week and a half thinking about whether those glasses look retarded or cool.
Alright. Anyway. LA's homeless population jumped 16%. That's actually kind of crazy. Bloomberg. Wait, Supreme tents? The street where luxury and poverty meet. Wow, that's such a cool theme. I can't believe you came up with that. That's so juxtaposed and contrasting. Figures released earlier this month showed a 16% jump in Los Angeles' homeless population over the last year, pegging it at 36,300 people. Yeah, they like slipping those little words in there so you get used to them. Pegging!
36. Okay, so 36,000 people pegged Mayor Eric Garcetti. Cool.
Wow!
Damn, Eric.
I don't know how you survived that one. Aw, shut up. All right, you are officially put on notice today. Are they pegging him or are they holding him?
LA's homeless population has jumped to 16%. Oh, it's the richest part of the country. California's look at the statistics. That's California's rich. Immigrants have made California much more rich. Look at their fucking. How much money they make. Hollywood's in there. They make so much money.
We have to do a change. I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to do a change. In fact, I'm probably just going to create more regulations so people are more poor and everything's harder.
Yeah, cool.
Because the homeless population raised 16%, I'm going to raise the taxes 16%. You like that?
Look at the statistic number percentage here. Dow. It says California's rich. Ignore the millions of fucking poor people who are broke, homeless, and fucking addicted to drugs. That doesn't matter. You know why? Because the state spends a lot, and that means it's rich.
Group of Los Angeles residents want to recall Mayor Eric Garcetti. Don't recall him. Don't do it democratically. Just go to his his office.
Can I advocate?
Just go to his office and have a nice conversation.
Yeah, tell him what you think.
Tell him what you think. Put a TR on his head. See how he likes that one. Buy a bowl of cereal. Put a TR on his head. You think there would be homeless people everywhere all over the streets if the property was privately owned or the people who, lived in front of those areas, like, actually got to, you know, control it? Or, I don't know. You tell me, dude.
According to the statistic number, it says California's rich. I don't know.
Yeah, California was cool. It's cool.
People that are homeless, I think you, to fix that, you need to put a carbon tax and give the money you take from the rich, give it to the poor. So that they get rich, everybody gets rich.
So it's like all leveled out.
Fuck.
Everybody counts.
Look at this.
I'll put my fucking
lady on the right. Does this lady look like she's okay? The more I look at her face, the worse it gets. She looks like a Sims character.
Oh my, why do you want to look so much like your white sister? Jesus, you look worse like that. just look normal. Just look like a... If you watch fucking Fresh Prince, those were normal-looking black people who were, like, famous. Or had, like, big... War in 2020! By, like, big roles in fucking TV shows. What the fuck is this?
Star of ABC's anatomy? Hit series, Grey's Anatomy, actor Giacomo Gnotti joined us in the studio today to discuss overcoming bullying, how homeless youth changed his life, tough mutter, lessons learned while in Africa. So interesting.
Lessons learned while in Africa. Don't breathe the air. Leave. Those were the lessons you learned in Africa. You don't breathe air and you leave. In that order. Whatever. As a paisan, I thought fucking Giacomo would fucking learn that bullying is good and makes you stronger. But I guess not. Probably raised in America.
My dog is farting loud. Farting hard, farting loud. Alright, let's check it out. Sports! Ha!
Woo! Go back to noon. News and scroll down a little bit. I saw something interesting. Conspiracy. Something about conspiracy.
Oh man, this guy's Cory Booker's bugging out. Anyways,
what is that about? Scroll up.
Anti-vax.
Conspiracy. What conspiracy?
I thought that was conspiracy. A butthole, not a. Whatever.
Down the rabbit hole of the anti-vax. Oh my god, you're still on that?
It looked like a bed.
What are they saying?
Well, I mean, haven't you already talked about it enough? What more is there to say? I don't get what the story is here.
Alternative facts. They say, like, they believe in alternative facts. Yeah, as if people said that at all. As if that was ever a thing. Italy's two populist parties, now in power, also contained. It's the mandatory. Yeah, you beg. You get on your knees and beg Italy to go back to the fucking left, you fag. Before you let you cunt, rather. I thought it was a man. He's got a man vibe. For all the parents I met, one is a rabbit hole. This trust broke down at the doctor's office health center. When the doctor nurse refused to address them in the fucking what? Unpick all the misinformation. Threaten global health. You know what threatens? Those diseases don't really like exist anywhere in the first world. How are they getting here? Here, barely. I live in a fucking like a coral area. I live in a glorified Puerto Rico. I live in glorified Puerto Rico is where I live. But instead of fucking Hispanics, I have something else.
Beep, beep, beep. Alright. I don't even know if sports is worth looking at.
No,
it's just nothing.
Entertainment.
God damn.
Kill yourself.
He's up for the cover of the V magazine.
Oh, fuck. Shawn Mendes, man. I want him.
Victor just can't contain himself.
Oh, man, he's so hot. You know what I think about? I think about the fucking... What's his name? The guy with the gun to his head all the time. Joker. Jared Leto. The protagonist. What the protagonist did to Jared Leto's character in Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, man.
When I see Shawn Mendes, that's what I think about.
Mm-hmm. Just want to fucking beat his face to a bloody pulp.
Lil Nas X.
I want to massacre this group.
Something really bizarre.
Something really weird. I mean, yeah. I remember like playing in a classroom at lunchtime. I was fucking like aliens, no soul. I feel like they made I feel like K-pop is like an AI robot experiment to try to see how human they can make robots look like.
Cool.
Another Shawn Mendes thing. Steamy new single. Steamy. What are you talking about? Piece of shit? So why?
We listened to that
steamy dump. Yeah. Top three. Top three videos on trending are all shitty music. Nicki Minaj. A new trailer for... Season 3 of Stranger Things is going to be really good. It's going to be so good. I watched the trailer. It's so good.
I didn't watch it.
So disappointing, man.
I think the people who write the Twitter moments just go to the YouTube trending page and just go out from there. It's the same shit.
I think all of them just go to Zaw.com and get all their news and rewrite them.
Jonas Brothers? What are you in? What year are people in? Oh!
Panini,
you know what?
No longer a sandwich, thanks to Lil Nas X. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
I have to read a book called, Born a Crime by Trevor Noah as part of the curriculum. Guess what it's about? About fucking apartheid. I already knew what it. All the summer reading books for every grade is race related. Is that surprising to you? It's literally a requirement. It boils my blood.
Take your dog to work day. How about fucking kick your dog in the head day?
Throw your dog out of a window day.
Victor going.
Fuck him.
More than 7,000 dogs are registered to come to work at Amazon's offices in Seattle.
Oh god, it must have poop everywhere.
Brooklyn Heights. Fuck, that is so stupid. I'm gonna kill myself. Brooklyn Heights of RuPaul's Drag Race on how he came out. I don't see it. It only has 7 likes. I think all this pride shit is just artificially inflated all the time because nobody actually cares.
Sophia already knows about this, but Victor doesn't. I have like this girl that goes to school with me. That traveled to the United States to go to a drag race contest meeting.
Fuck.
So she could
awesome.
So she could meet all her favorite drag queens.
That's fucking beast.
The MTA trains are on brand with pride fervor. It's fervor. Everybody's shitting their pants violently and vomiting everywhere. Queen Kiki, 9-year-old drag queen of Texas. Keegan, who identifies as gender creative, plays soccer and video games, and also likes to wear dresses.
This is Keegan, a 9-year-old who has dreams many...
Great. Third grade! Amazing. Hey, is that that's a 9 year old right there? Do you think is that how 9 year olds are supposed to look? That is a person 5 years younger than me. Yeah, get him around. Oh, get your 9 year olds around people like this. That's gonna be really safe.
He's not. Oh, that's his father.
Oh shoot. Keegan's parents, Megan and Chris, wanted to let Keegan be himself and not impose any norms on him. Except...
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're not going to impose any norms on you. We're going to impose drag on you.
We're not going to impose any norms. We're just going to molest you.
Holy crap, that's terrifying. He's bullied by his friends.
Good.
Whatever his fucking friends do to him, his parents have already done so much worse. That checks out.
Oh, yeah. What life did your parents tell you as a child?
They told me that God existed, a man in the sky.
God is like Santa for like head
of time. Ooh, man. Wanna go for some Starbucks? Cool. Anyway. She's not reading the chat. She is reading the chat. What the fuck are you talking about?
Am I reading the chat? Now I am.
Yes, you are.
You guys aren't saying anything interesting at all. You guys really gotta step your game up if you want me to read what you say out loud.
I'm on the show tonight? Is that real? I don't think that's real.
No, that's not the real Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Daniel. What important things have you said, Daniel? It is your problem. I'm outsourcing this problem to you. You have to make my streams entertaining for me.
It's not even outsourcing. Like, I read the chat and it's not interesting.
Mm-hmm. See,
the whole thing about
there is a consensus among women here, and you should trust us because we're females.
Females with it.
How we can perceive reality, so there must be a being that does. What are you talking about?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what is that referring to in my set of things? I don't know what that's about. The glasses you are wearing is popular among porn stars? What the fuck?
I think,
how would that be? How can you even verify that? You have like the Amazon shopping list of every fucking porn star?
Do porn stars get concerned a lot about like not getting blue light on their eyes? Is that like a thing I didn't know about? Do porn stars wear gamer glasses? I didn't know that.
The glasses are too big for your face, don't fit nicely. Perhaps. Oh no, there's something cool and ridiculous though.
I like Sophia's glasses.
There's some aspect of fucking looking retarded that makes you look
I don't think I can make a video about drag kids because it's just the topic, all the shit about, the pride parades, all the shit about pride parades, it's just so disgusting and blackpilling, I couldn't possibly do it. I mean, you guys read the articles, you see the fucking sexologist saying, yeah, you should take your kids to pride parades, they don't even care about seeing naked people, in fact, they actually love it. Quote for quote, that's what they fucking say. So I can't even begin on it.
There's nothing funny to say about that shit.
It's not funny. It would make everybody in my audience homicidal.
Like, how can you make that into like? Because you're not a reporter. You make fucking entertainment videos. How can you make that into entertainment?
You can't.
I don't know. It's like it's too skewed of a curve. Perhaps at some point, if you can come up with something interesting to say about it. But at the moment, it's just obvious. Like, do you really have to fucking come out and say, oh, it's bad?
Okay, Sophia, they said that there is a whole category? Category of gamer girls.
Those glasses in specific, I doubt it. It's probably just a thing of, like, big, Not the lenses. They're not the lenses. What are they in the glass?
Frames?
Yeah, the frames. Big frames. I suppose, yeah. Not those glasses in specific, though.
I suppose he's referring to the shape as well, possibly.
You know what's worse than that? Big, round, Harry Potter, John Lennon glasses.
I don't think so. I would disagree with that.
I would agree with that statement. 100%. Every fucking step of the way.
I think Sophia's glasses are worse than those type of.
Oh
glasses.
No, man! You look like a complete fucking. What's a word for it?
No porn stars wear my glasses, so.
Yeah, you know who wears your glasses? Fucking, fuck. There's no term for it that is good, but just like, dumb fucking hoes. I really like Harry Potter.
You can just call them art hoes, pretty much.
I don't like that because I didn't come up with that. That's something I've read somewhere. They don't like that, but it is art hoes. Yeah, they wear that shit and it's lame. You look like a French pedophile film actor dress. That's highly specific, but it's French. For some reason, French film and pedophilia go together very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why those two. I don't know why the French are like that. There's something really wrong with the French, but
I think it's just all the Foucault Derrida shit.
Yeah, you look like a French gay faggot with big round glasses in your fucking face, like you're a spotlight.
Okay.
It makes you look less Western with big round. Just round shapes. Round shapes.
I like my glasses.
Dude. Round shapes look goofy.
Well, I don't think it's the glasses that make me look goofy.
It certainly don't help.
Well, we're already out here.
I suppose.
Now you can see everything I look at.
It just goes back to, just, like, feminine shapes. Round glasses is such a manically feminine shape.
Mm-hmm.
Make you look insane. Like, there's something very anti-evolution in your face when you wear round glasses. Not an efficient shape. Anyway, I'm retarded. What were we talking about before? Oh yeah, because the glasses are, the frames are big, which I guess fits into the gamer girl thing. That's not porn though. That's just a meme that has existed in like 2011. And I used to see it in Facebook when I was still using Facebook for like memes and shit.
I guess. I don't know. I don't engage in neither. No Facebook.
Yes, these are real glasses. I need them to see. I was just zoning out. I wasn't looking at anything, but now I have to do work, so I have these glasses on.
We are reading the chat, we just don't read it out loud. Stop being fucking niggers.
Boring. That works though. Nay, just stop being giggers.
Giggers. Jiggers. Stop being jigger.
Where's my dog?
Why would you want to know that?
Oh, she's there. Because I know she was in my room. how have you spent your first week of summer? Groveling.
Dying.
Groveling, wanting to murder my principal. Today was the only productive day, but all the days before that, I tried to write, and I had, like, really, a really bad blockage in my ass.
Did you try to write on your call with Christina?
Yes.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. On the beginning of the week.
Well, at a point, it was necessary, because it was so hard that I had to, like, have somebody that bullied me into doing it.
Dude, I can't write. I can barely fucking write with, like, on call with anybody.
But today was pretty good. So
I'm quiet.
Even if it's quiet, I know there's somebody hearing the noises I'm making. It's like Earl's sweatshirt when he said he couldn't finish the fucking beat with the fucking crew filming him.
Yeah.
It's just, it destroys my mind.
I certainly can't edit when I'm on call with people. Like, at least, like, I mean, the image part of the editing I can do, but I can't do the, like, you can't, because you feel like other people are, like, listening to you think. You're just trying to get silence to think, essentially.
In general, I don't stay in calls very long. They're jarring. Like, after a while, like, no matter who I'm calling, just, I suppose because I'm an introvert, I just fucking, I have to retreat, I have to be alone completely so I can figure what I'm doing out.
Mm-hmm.
He found God was by a logical conclusion that how we as 3D beings can perceive reality, but there has to be something that does. We are not 3D beings, we are 5D, and I derive God. How, there's so many ways you can derive God, but you can just do it the St. Thomas Aquinas way.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna grab food. I got some ribs waiting for me downstairs.
Cool.
So, gonna go hit up that opportunity.
Alright. I can't really stay, like, be on call, like any kind of call for very long. I can't really interact, like, be in the same environment as people for very long.
For me, just,
which I suppose is, like, an efficient, I don't know, it's fucking strange to me, but I suppose it's something to do with, just the efficiency of communication. Just, if there's nothing else to say, then there's no point in me, you know, having that window open. So if I'm not saying anything, if nothing's being said, then I'd rather shut that window, close that window, rather than just keep it there. You got this, Victor? I do have this.
Me and Sophia, we enjoy each other's company a lot. Like, even if we're not saying anything, we just like to have a presence there.
Yes, that's a woman thing.
Mm-hmm. We have been on call since the day before yesterday. It has been around 60 hours.
Felt like a nightmare to me.
Around 60 hours.
Oh my god.
As soon as we woke up, we were on call. We actually didn't finish the call. It has been going on for 60 hours now. Even when Sophia went away to get food, she would take, the call with her on her phone. Just full on 60-hour call. But I think that if I wasn't on call with her yesterday, she wouldn't have written at all. She was, like, looking for excuses all the time. She doesn't agree with me, but I have the theory that it was her grandmother's fault that she couldn't write.
I have my theory. If Sophia is, like, similar to me in that regard, it was probably being on call that was fucking her up.
But she was, like, at the beginning of the week, we weren't calling, and she couldn't write still. And today we were on call.
How frequently was she calling you back then?
What?
How frequently was she calling you at that time period?
I don't know. It depends on, like,
every day.
Every other day, maybe.
Oh.
But and today we spent the whole day on call, and she wrote a lot. So I don't think that's really it.
Victor, are you ever going to get into the same video stuff as Soph? What do you mean? I fucking help her write, man.
Victor is part of the Soph video
stuff. What's bio on Victor, dude? I write videos and I get people in trouble, and I edit videos too. Are you ever gonna do your own videos, perhaps?
I have returned.
Perhaps. I can't, though. I don't have a camera. I'm not in a place that predisposes me to make videos like that. How much do you write for her? About all of it. I write all of it.
Yeah, all of it. Victor does about all of it.
She just reads it out.
That's all I do.
Like a puppet. Sophia is actually an actress. Close your door.
My dog fucking... I'm gonna kill my dog. Be right back. Killing my dog.
Ah, cool. We're about half of the shit. And I've been writing. I wrote something for this journalist woman. She's pretty cool. Cats are better than dogs. Slightly. Her parents write the script, I thought. They do not write the script.
Alright, I'm back.
Argo does it.
I want to know about her parents. Sophia's an orphan.
Write the script, I thought. My parents are fucking hill dogs. I always find it funny.
No? Stop coping like that. You're an orphan. You can admit it.
Also, there's shit about my brother writing it. Like, have you guys ever watched the fucking Grandma Predator? My brother can't do anything for anything. Zero skills.
He sure can dance. I know about that.
What do you physically rage at? What do I physically rage? I don't think I physically rage at anything. As of late, at least. Cause I
school?
Huh? Oh.
Shimos.
That was it.
I keep it, I manage to, like, diffuse it in my mind. Just funny. Shit is too funny for me to get physically angry or whatever.
Sophia moved to California so she can be part of the vibrant gay scene.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I can move to the Castro district and hang out with all the cool gays.
El Castro.
Chris Potts said, "Nice ribs. Thanks. I work out."
I'm a disgusting human being.
Pig.
Eating ribs at my desk.
She already made it as an actor. That's what she does. She just acts the scripts out. She doesn't write anything. None of the ideas are hers.
As for if the FBI comes around. None of these opinions are mine, I just saw irony.
Hey! You don't have your glasses on, you're gonna be blind!
Oh shit, let me get my glasses on. I need to see the ribs so I can eat them properly.
Like Absol, you have to wear your glasses so you don't go fucking blind.
There we go, now I can eat ribs properly.
It's a mukbang.
Don't bring that Asian culture around here. You don't know what you're messing with, little boy. Hey, why are you making videos only about politics now? I don't make political videos. I don't know what you're talking about. The main goal is entertainment. Because... can't even think, man.
You can be school and...
She's making videos about the world around her. Are you retarded? Have you watched any videos of her?
Well, I suppose that's a political statement, you know.
Everything is political.
Greta.
Always.
I made one video where I talk about the climate.
Koreans are
that's
the only
not
video
even political.
Say, so the Japanese are good. What is this fucking thing I keep seeing about something like someone on Raffertor jacked off to one of your to your stream, I suppose?
Or is
that
a joke?
Some
weird,
some anti-Ralph shilling going on.
It's because of that day that like he was streaming her stream and like they started with that. I don't know, those people in the chat, I don't like the chat. They're weird.
Yeah. Well... oh no, the only good way to and like interact with political topics is for the sake of entertainment, because it is a joke. This is no, you know, this is no Dark Knight Joker kind of statement. It's just that it is a joke. It is ridiculous. But damn.
Politics are inherently funny.
Fucking hilarious.
You're relinquishing your decisions made about your life to somebody else that you've never met. That is fucking hilarious if you let people do that to you. Fuck, man.
Yes, you are all weirdos.
Are you gonna be wearing those fucking glasses permanently now?
What do you mean?
No, it's just when she's on the computer. There.
Okay, so permanently.
Yeah, pretty
cool.
Much.
Fuck, I don't them. Have to. Shit. Necessarily. But.
Why do they fucking keep putting shit in your face? The braces you don't need, the glasses you don't need.
It's literally a gamer glass for like blue light.
Damn, that's fucking gay.
Just fucking my whole face up. Is that a thing that orthodontists do? Because I have a suspicion. I don't know if you guys know anything about that, but I was supposed to get my braces off when I got here, and it's been almost a year that they have kept postponing it. Yeah, we'll take them off in 2 appointments. 3 appointments later, they put on more brackets on more of my teeth. Fuck, man.
Oh god, I'm gonna strangle Oreo. I'm gonna fly to America and strangle Oreo.
She's not making those noises.
Yeah, it's my shit.
It sounds like noises she would make. She's going, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm in so much pain. That's the sound of my mind right now.
Your dogs are louder than any of our inside dogs. And I think it's because you keep them on the outside.
They're different breeds.
Well, if it was up to Victor, he wouldn't have any dogs there at all.
Yeah.
I think you should bring them inside your room.
Then I'm gonna bring you inside of a fucking torture chamber. Fuck me. Anywho.
Hey, yeah, it's racist humor. Back at it again. I think I'm gonna talk about the white race for the 1500th time. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, how did that guy from the interview say it? The interview we watched earlier. He had like some really fucking...
I'm going to fucking kill you. Oh my god.
Oreo just straight up...
Oreo, this was your last mistake, man.
I hate dogs when they're fucking stupid, and I hate them even more when they try to be smart and communicate things. You're a fucking animal. You keep yourself in your fucking place.
Bad enough when you're stupid. Loves your dog. I never love my dog. Not even once. I don't know about you, Zoophiles, but not even once.
Wait, you guys' dogs are like fluffy and shit. Mm-hmm. Mine aren't. Mine are still like, you have the wolf in them. So they fucking barking wolves all the time.
Wolves are fluffy.
Not in the same way.
Yes.
Look at your fucking dog and tell me that looks like a wolf.
I'm just telling that yours don't. Ooh, your dogs just look like tree dogs. Oreo raped her. Oreo raped
my dog
Sophia
literally
every
rapes
day.
Me. Why would I like my dog if she tries to rape me around every corner?
And my dog bites me.
How about your
whenever
principal?
I try
why
to...
do you want to know about my principal? My principal's... He I just want him to leave me alone.
He doesn't even
need to listen to all the students that are complaining to him. He just chooses to because he just...
He has
no
bones.
Spine, no spine, man. No bones at all, in fact. Not a single bone in his body. Haha, dog rape.
Student.
Yeah, talk about your student.
Yeah, he's not even my fucking principal anymore, and he still has the right to harass me. Imagine
that. California code, you cannot say the word faggot.
Yeah, as per California school code, I can't call kids gay.
California,
I don't know why, I thought they were all about pride.
Zone.
It's not, I'm calling them gay to congratulate them on how proud I am about them being, you know, out of the closet.
Shouldn't. James U. Russell. Damn, that might be a classic. That might be like one of the first dudes on telecoms.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk almost exclusively about religion and libertarianism. Inevitably.
Dem debates next week. And I care why.
And I give a fuck why?
Sophia, you're killing your dad. Did you tell Victor that?
No, I didn't tell him about that.
What?
But, yeah, that's fine. I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, what? We're not on stream.
What?
Her mother said to her.
Oh, okay. What? Religion sucks, Daniel. I already told you I'm not gonna entertain you. You can stop beating me. But Christians are taken advantage of by evangelists, I suppose.
Fucking elaborate that principal harassment. Hey, just calling up my dad again.
There is nothing to know. It's just Sophia called some kids gay on Twitter. They got butthurt about it. They whined about it on to the principal. And the principal is like, oh, Sophia, I need to meet with you to tell you how about you can all call kids gay and shit.
Some kids who physically assaulted me after I said God bless you to them on three different occasions have the nerve to complain to the principal that I called them gay babies on Twitter, even though he's not even my principal anymore and it's summer vacation.
They
assaulted me. They still have the nerve to be that audacious, which personally I wouldn't do. Assaulted me.
True tea.
Yeah, and so the principal was calling on my dad saying, yeah, we gotta take care of this problem. She can't really say that because it's against school codes. And even though she's going to a different school, it's in the same district, so we can still suspend her when she comes back. And she won't.
Cool. That's
suspension is a bad thing because she can't get any of her work done and her grades will go down. And so my parents won't. If it's going to affect my grades, my parents won't let me do it. If it wouldn't affect my grades, yeah, I would take the punishment.
Jesus supports abortion, Madonna. Madonna is pro abortion? I thought she was pro being 50 years old and naked on stage and having STDs. I thought that was what she was for.
Bruh, in sixth grade, my principal sent cops to my house because I said I was sad, and he interpreted that as me being suicidal.
Cool. You get you on pills?
Yeah, it just shows how much resources are wasted on the public school system. That the only thing the superintendent can care about is kids saying they're sad, or kids like me. Don't you have paper to file? Don't you have paperwork to file, fucking boomer?
They threw tea at her, they threw popcorn at her, and they spilled water at her. They sprinkled water at her.
You know what? Classifies as assault. And unlike saying gay babies, assault is a an actual crime, so. Teacher is just another one of those government positions that are actually just fake jobs to give good-for-nothing people something to do with their lives. Or just keep them off the streets, essentially. Aren't your parents pressuring you into trying to get into a good college? You know, kind of. I mean, less now than before, but I'd rather just not go to college at all.
Fucking, if things keep up at 4K, fuck college. Anybody here fans of Murdoch? I've seen a little bit of it.
I like them.
This is a pretty good stream. The ones last week were kind of slow, but doing pretty good now. So yeah.
Yeah, you were dying last week.
My dog just got tossed. My mom just tossed my dog into my room, so I can suffer more.
Shouldn't. Haha. I hope this is true. Alex Jones attacks Sandy Hook family's lawyer as little white Jew boy in latest unhinged outburst.
Amazing.
If that is true, I will lose it.
Wish I didn't have to go to university, but it's been drilled into my head that it's my destiny at this point. So yeah, I'm going to be talking about that in my next video. I'm going to talk a little bit about that.
You just have phenomenon. That's my mom.
You just have to.
I have to go to college.
It's the boomer superstition. You just have to. It's going to magically turn you into somebody who's employable, who can do something. I don't know. Just gotta go.
You just have to. I have to see you graduating college. I have to see that. It's such
They're living out their little dreams vicariously through you.
It's a shallow status signifier that they want to see. If your success manifests in a different way that they can't really understand, they're not gonna like it. What they do like is the really well put together appearance of success. And graduating college is a really stabilized illusion of success, and it really gets under, like, it really flies for people over 30, 40 years old. You really buy it.
Like, I don't think I could ever just go to my parents and tell them I'm not gonna go to college.
I'm talking to my dog right now.
Because, like, my mom is just so big into status symbols all the time. She has all her friends, and she want to talk about, like, how her daughter is being successful and shit. And she's already, like, up my butt for not wanting to go to college for engineering, because that was her little dream about, like, me going to college for engineering. I think if I ever told her I'm not gonna go to college at all, she would just have a heart attack or something.
It's like a world shatterer.
Mm-hmm. When I first went up to her and told her I don't wanna, like, go to college for engineering at all, she didn't speak to me for a week.
Yeah. What it actually is doesn't really matter. They just really they get their rocks off by imagining, you know, the picture and the frame of you graduating. That's what means something. It's a successfully marketed symbol of success, and they want you to achieve it.
How was that even marketed to boomers so successfully?
Don't know.
It's a mystery how it just, like,
I would have to go back to the 60s to figure that one out. But if I went back to the 60s, I don't even know what I would be up to.
That's something you guys
do. Some research material.
Shut up.
Oh man, don't be so. 53 people watching right now. Chill.
But that will ruin the punch of it. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Sophia just giving the video topic away.
Oh. Well, now you did it for real, you fucking idiot.
poop my pants.
How long have you streamed?
Huh?
How long have you been streaming?
1 hour and 30 minutes.
I was thinking, when you were away, I was explaining the thing that, I suppose it's the male concern with efficiency, that whenever I have the window open to talk to somebody and I'm not talking to them, and I'm done, I've finished saying what I have to say, I close the window. That's why I don't like being on calls when people are quiet. That's why I don't like, you know, being in the same room as people when we're not interacting. I want to close that window because otherwise it's in my mind and I'm thinking, okay, I'm supposed to be paying attention to this and, you know, giving it whatever, trying to figure out information about it. But if there's nothing to say, if nobody's saying anything, I want to close that as quick as possible. Which, like, whenever I'm in your physical presence, I'm probably going to spend, like, a couple hours in the same room as you, and then I'm going to go somewhere else, because I can't stay in the same room as people when I'm not talking to them. This mental energy siphoning.
What do you mean, why are you doing work in the summer? What else is you supposed to do in the summer?
Sit around and eat M&M's?
Victor, you would hate being an Uber driver? I actually wouldn't, because they get in and they leave, and then it's another person. It's a different one. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I think I'll probably like being an Uber driver. No, they talk to you. Yeah, I like that.
The weird thing about them is the generation, they're pretty much equally split as liberals and conservatives. They don't lean.
Now, what's the measurement for a conservative, though?
I don't know. I guess it's self-identified.
You voted for George Bush?
Like, neocons at most.
That's what concerns me. What do they mean by conservative in that, like... What questions are they asking? Did they vote for George Bush?
With age comes wisdom, yet they never really faced any hardship, so there was no necessity for them to really mature or gain any sort of smarts. So their advice is shit and outdated.
Ask you about the weather. No, this is the thing. I can deal very well with, like, small talk. But...
Oh, God. Every time I get in an Uber car and they talk to me, and they, like, keep trying to talk to me, I give them 1 star.
I can deal with that. I like that, actually.
I hate that.
But I can't do that.
I have headphones on.
Man, my dog is unbearable.
I have no problem with doing that at all. I'll probably live well being an Uber driver. Because the people change, like, every few minutes, there's gonna be a different person. So I'm fine with that. But if there's nothing to say, then, right, let me leave. I'm gonna go to a place where there's nothing on my mind. There's nothing putting itself in my mind. No, you won't. Uber driving sucks? I doubt it. We're talking about nothing. You know what's my pastime? Making small talk. Not small. I am big in small talk. That's the best revenge. That is the best fucking revenge.
Beep beep.
The
what
best
are you talking
revenge-
about?
The best revenge against small talk, it's making it big talk.
Sof, does that mean your points are even less valid as your life is even more cush? I don't know, what's your measurement of
cushy? You puffing cush?
What's your measurement of cushy? Because I don't think my life is that easy, considering I can't even say gay anymore without my principal calling out my father. And I look around everywhere, and it's movements that are directly trying to rape me with, I don't know, Muslim imports or gay pride parades or, I don't know.
They give you one star and you get fired. Oh my god, man. That would suck. That's the only problem, though.
What's wrong with... I hate small talk.
I like making it big talk, and I'm so capable of that. They say anything, I can just, like, within a couple sentences, I can make it about fucking my schizophrenic
How cushy is it when I, like, when I go to school, and I'm not getting taught math and science, I'm getting taught about what vegetables make the greatest dildos, and I'm not even joking about that one. That is part of the curriculum now. That is part of the curriculum.
Great. What is the point of that? Boomers suck because they grew up in like cushy environments. That's not what they suck. They suck because they made life extremely hard for their coming generations.
Yeah, exactly. You have to connect the dots. It was cushy. Yeah,
you're not. So you're not starving either, but you're not fucking making life harder for everybody else around you.
There was no necessity for them to learn what even led to the prosperity they were enjoying in the first place. So then they just said, oh yeah, fuck it, let's just reject everything that has been the foundation of human civilization up to this point. I suspect they started the whole postmodern university academia stuff because it was right around that time. It was in the 60s, right?
I suppose they imported it from fucking wherever. From the Frankfurt School and fucking Foucault or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, what was I saying? I would only like do that talking shit if people tried to talk to me during a fucking drive. So I wouldn't get one star, because I would make really good conversation, and I get 5. A lot of money, too. Can you bring a gun into your Uber?
I don't think so. Depends on where you live. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Conceal and carry, whatever.
Is there, like, there's like, conceal and carry? There should be one that's, like, pull the gun out and put it in my passenger's head. That's the one I want for Uber driving. Can I get a license for pulling my gun out and putting it in my car passenger's head? I want to do that. You stay quiet now. I'm gonna take you to your destination. You stay quiet now. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Y'all take care of yourselves, yeah.
You want this up your fucking ass? Sideways gun. Keeping bare. I really want to make a fucking driving thing like Uber called Where To. And you can carry guns in the car. And I want to start it in Germany. Like, where? What does where mean? Like W-E-H-R. I've seen that place. Before. Where?
Wait, W-E-H-R? Oh! Sorry. Where?
Yeah, but like, in Brazil, there are things like that. Like, little names that only make sense in English.
Like what?
Ah, oh, man, the only one I can think of right now is, like, McDonald's. Like, they don't... It makes... That's
where
not
a, means, resistance, defense, in German.
Resistance, defense, well...
It's archaic, I guess.
Doesn't it just mean, like, who?
W-E-H-R?
No, never mind. Yeah, I was thinking of W-E-R.
You can make death threats if you post them in ASCII. What I do is I inspect element in pages, and I type in what I want to say, and then I screen print it and post it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
and they get away with it.
But I thought you were going to an alternative school. How the fuck can your principal bother you? Yeah, that's my question. It's because I'm in the same district.
California.
I'm in the same district, so he can still harass me because...
Districts, I love, man. These because, fucking because geographical...
The superintendent... Union. The superintendent controls the district, and he can... No matter where I am in the district, he can still punish me.
Yeah. You are in my piece of land, traveler. Mm-hmm. Pay me the school tax. Pay me the dignity tax. How about that? Where to? Oop. You are. The driver, the requirements is a car and a gun. Where to? Safest fucking driving thing ever.
So how are things looking for next year? I don't know. Anything could happen now. At this point, anything could happen.
Hopefully I'll be in America.
Now that it's now, anything can happen.
Yeah. Christina gave me a fucking month to go do this in. But so in November, I'll start bugging. I'll get my mom to go take me to the fucking embassy so I can start making my passport.
According to Christina, that's
when I should do it.
Yep, because when you get, like, when it's July and December, they run out of paper. The Brazilian government runs out of passport paper. And it takes, that's like, funny. 2 months for you to get it.
Credible estimates are 100,000 plus girls raped across the UK by... By natives, not by foreigners.
Hopefully it'll be America. Right. Hopefully we'll be covering man on the street style fucking Trump election shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think you're the kind of person to get your visa denied.
Am I?
I think so.
What do you mean visa denied? In what way?
Like... You going to America, like
go to America and then get deported? Is that what you're talking
part
about?
Part and parcel.
Just like not give you the American visa at all.
Why? Why would they not do that?
Because
I believe they're referred to as Asians. Yes, Asians.
I'm what?
Because you will be 18, right? Mm-hmm. And it will look like you're just trying to go there. To like stay there, and they will be like, okay, yeah, we're not gonna give you your visa.
Why would it look like that?
Because like you will be 18, you won't be enrolled in a college. I will be.
Well, technically, yeah, I will be.
Oh yeah, then you. I think you need to be enrolled in a college for you to get your visa. I think if you're just going to go there like with no college, they're not gonna let you in.
Yeah, well, that's the plan is to get it. Through the fucking college, the college.
Then that's proper. And like, as soon as you have like.
That's the plan, so I can say that for 3 years and make Sophia's life worse every year.
I think as soon as you have like the university papers, they just give you.
In my experience, if you move schools in the same district after getting in trouble, which has happened to me, the principal can't harass you. The superintendent does. So it's just a different dude, but same shit. Same shit, different smell. Great.
There's something really wrong with your hair, man.
What do you mean her hair looks good today?
No, I've seen... There's something really wrong with your hair. You need to go... It's probably too much testosterone that's making your hair look like that. Now that I think of it.
People, I'm just too ripped,
too buff.
People in the chat earlier were saying that, like, zits on your chin indicate hormonal imbalance.
That's probably right. I'm not talking about the form of the hair, I'm talking about the texture of it. It looks like boy hair. It looks like my hair when I had it fucking a little bit longer.
Intriguing. These are interesting facts to think about. I'm just too much of a boss that I need to get doctors involved. And how epic I am.
Yeah, I'm a woman and I'm growing a beard. I'm a boss. As you can see.
Totally epic.
It shows how many people are watching right under the name.
It's probably, it's probably hormonal issues. Rather than, like, cosmetic ones.
I always had, like, a pimples on my chin. And when I started acne treatment, the rest of my face is always clean now, except for my chins, which shall always has it. I cannot get rid of shit on my chin.
How are you feeling? You're still sick? I'm tired.
Why?
What do you mean, why? What do you mean, why? You've known me for long enough. I've been tired every day since, like, first grade, bro.
The first time Christina talked to Sophia, didn't I randomly add you, Christina, to the call?
Yes.
Cool.
And I couldn't talk as well, I could only type.
Beast.
It was like the weirdest introduction. It was just me typing and...
Why are you tired? Isn't that alarming? No, not really. I've gotten used to it. I don't want to go to the doctors anymore. They never really do anything. They just cost my parents money and then just say, oh, we couldn't find anything wrong. How about you go to these 15 other specialist dudes? They'll find what's up. They just send you around the town, and by the end of it, you know literally nothing more, and you're probably actually worse off.
Sophia has popped.
I have pots. Look it up. I have pots.
And also some weird shit for my mitochondria.
I don't actually have that. That was just a joke. Why does everybody believe it? Yeah, my mitochondria are weird. I have an appointment with my biology.
What?
I have an appointment with my genetics. I'll be right back. Gotta go talk. I forget whether it was biology or genetics, what I said to Victor. That was eerie.
Yes,
genetics. It was genetics.
I have an appointment with my genetics. Because I was too tired to type the whole sentence, so I was like, fuck it, he'll understand.
Normal. Yeah. How it works. Strange methods of communication.
When I think of shit and Sophia just answers it.
I'm fucking concerned about your disease. You're really tired all the time for no reason. Yeah, I'll probably just be
She has
Cogging trophy. Cugging trophy.
Tired, and
chugging coffee for the rest of my life. Yeah. I'm always tired, I got ass pain. What do you suggest I do about it?
Don't worry. She's gonna kill herself soon. She's depressed. She tells me all the time behind the scenes.
But not before I take
people with you.
And I make sure to never.
Whoa, help her. Christina! That's totally not what I was gonna say.
I make sure to never help her and to incentivize her to do like screwy stuff before she kills herself, like hurting other people and stuff like that.
You can't just keep it like that.
I just radicalize her.
Well, it's the only choice. No, there's like fucking 1.2 doctors on this earth that know anything about anybody.
So the solution is just Sophia's suicidal depressed and I tell her to go kill people before she kills herself. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, just make sure you don't
the
go.
The talk has gone dark real fast.
Dark? I'm cutting my wrist. You see, I cut my wrist. You see these black lines? I go in with a knife. They gave you the disease for being right wing. Yeah, they put some shit in my food to incapacitate me for the rest of my life.
Sophia cuts herself with her old CSGO knife.
I'm going to fucking study and find what's wrong with you. Well, good luck. Because probably... You're probably gonna find some syndrome I have, and I have to like jump through hoops to fix it, and I'll just be like. You think your superintendent will start a police investigation now that you said you want to murder him? I never said that. What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? That's so weird. You're such a weirdo, man. What do you like? You're emo, right?
You have like illusions and shit? What's up with that? Are you schizo?
Soph, I hope things shape up for you and keep up the videos. See you on Patreon later.
My name is Sorrow and Pain.
See you, man.
It's pretty cool.
Well, he gave me money. Seems pretty cool, dude.
Sorrow and pain.
So your symptoms are your ass hurts and you're tired. Yeah, pretty much. I've had like tailbone pain for like the past 2 months. It settled down some. It was really bad before, and now it's bearable. But when I get up from my chair, I'm like, oh, and then it settles.
As soon as I met Sophia, she got ass pain.
Oh yeah, man. I think Christina has some sort of voodoo doll that she's just like putting a hammer on my ass every day. Also, when I wake up in the morning, my entire body is sore, but then it goes away. But, like, my entire body is sore like I fell off, like, a skyscraper. But then it just goes away. Yeah, maybe she sits too much. Yeah, I'm never gonna stop sitting. It is probably that, but,
Yeah, I'm never gonna stop sitting.
What, are you gonna make me get a standing desk, Mom? I might get a standing desk.
I have the same glasses as Ocasio Cortez. That's cool.
Oh.
I enjoy that. It means I'm cool.
Whoa, she's looking. Ocasio, what's going on, big guy?
Her eyes, bro. She's getting the Bezos.
I doubt I have chronic fatigue syndrome. It's not that. Because I can, like. I've just learned to power through it over the years.
You got your glasses back on?
Yeah.
You playing video games?
You know what, I like this? I like doing this. So I look smart. Yo, what's up? Anyways,
I am...
What kind of pain you have in the morning? Just like entire body soreness. Like I did like a military obstacle course. Like I did the obstacle course that police officers have to do to become so cool. One of the signs of POTS is fatigue. Well, I do have POTS. I take beta blockers, which is a funny name. When I wake up, I feel like I'm actually dead. Yeah. I don't do good no matter when I wake up. In fact, sleeping more is like arguably worse. Because at least like the deprivation of sleeping for 7 hours gives me a jolt. So, at the start of the stream, you said that you wanted to murder him as a joke, but they don't understand jokes, so yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, Sam.
We didn't even say
that. I don't know about you, but I don't joke about murder. Okay?
She would never do that.
I would never do that.
Yeah, she doesn't joke about murder. All her
you take
are serious.
Fucking beta blockers? Yeah. If I did say that, it would be in complete seriousness. But I don't say things like that. I don't play around like that.
Explain the ghost shirts? What are you talking about?
It's no conspiracy. Sam, don't be a blockhead. Yeah, don't be a blockhead, Sam. I only wear bomb strap. I only rep bomb strap, man. And shooter.
No.
Explain the golf shirt? What is there to explain?
Yeah, she just wears golf. What's up?
I just thought that shit was cool and I wore it. Problem?
Your state-approved doctor calls for taking Bing hits.
In between classes. Bing hits. Yeah, the teacher had no problem. She's like, oh, you're so silly. Go back. Go back to your
to
seat.
To Mexico.
I mean, oh, funnily so enough, the guy is a guy goes. The guz.
The guz. The giz.
The guy was like some sort of like dream program immigrant of some sort. I don't know.
Dream.
Bomb trap is childish.
Vapo, I'm fucking old. I don't get it. I love how you wrote that. Fuck, Marshall. Oh, that's so good.
There's something about the way that, like, boomers write.
Don't get it.
You
so
can't.
The golf shirts are over my head. Dude, that's fucking, that's so good.
You can't replicate it. It's too magical.
SP can. SP has a fucking power move.
Yeah, SP is beautiful.
Faithful.
Good.
Vapo.
Yeah, golf is just a brand. Golf
flame. Boomer, I'm an Xer. Smiley face with a D.
Yeah, right.
I'm destroying my whole life here. It's about to be 2 hours. You want to close it up?
I think so. I think it's about time to close up. I do want to watch another film tonight. So,
what time is it for you?
It is 6:27 p.m. Problem? Yeah.
Why are you like this?
Why am I like what?
Like that.
Like what?
Like that.
Like what? What movie are you watching? I don't know. Give me a recommendation. I watched Drive last night.
Yeah. Give us recommendations for our movie night.
Mm-hmm. YT Channel's Suit House has great boomer videos. Where has Faith gone? She's busy playing Fallout New Vegas DLC that I bought for her, so you let her enjoy that.
Oh man, I couldn't have reacted in any other way.
Let's see.
Already watched Dunkirk.
I still have no idea what the heck Dunkirk is. I hate war movies.
Me too. I watched it with a friend of mine because she really wanted to. It's some World War II movies. Boring. No. I hate war movies.
Pan's Labyrinth?
I've seen it. It's disturbing. Donnie Darko. I've watched.
Is it good? Disturbing?
Oh, yeah. I've watched Donnie Darko, and I'm not that excited about it. It's, like, it's supposed to be, like, cult cool, but it's not, like, not in the sense of cult as in man.
Falling Down, yeah, I've seen Falling Down. It's pretty cool.
In the cult sense of, like, Fight Club, but it's not even close to being as good as Fight Club or mm-hmm. Taxi Driver or anything like that.
Fuck,
it's, I don't know who's it for. I don't understand, like, what's appealing about Donnie Darko. And I really, like, in a, like, cultural analysis kind of way, I really want to figure out why people like Donnie Darko, but I can't. It bugs me. I've watched both Pulp Fiction and Die Hard.
I've watched Pulp Fiction too.
Yeah,
Die Hard is really good. Die Hard 1 is fucking good.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch
the story was so good though. You're not sure if it's real or a child's fantasy? What are you talking about, Bill?
Budapest Hotel. Ever seen that? I'm having a hard time reading today.
I did not believe that Marsh Wiggle is not a boomer.
Grand Budapest Hotel was the story wasn't that interesting.
What is Grand Budapest
Visually,
Hotel?
Visually, I guess it was cool. Now that I think of it, it is like feminine manic. Everything's like bright and pink.
Explain to me the story.
I forget the plot entirely. So.
Cool. That means it's really good. As Sam said, really memorable things, you forget them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So yeah, the plot was not that good, but.
Man, that looks fucking. Looks like Gay Shining.
Mm-hmm. Gay Shining is a good way to put Grand Budapest Hotel.
Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, it's mostly about the direction.
Can somebody tell me what it's about?
Can't you just look it up?
No.
Okay.
Watching Glorious Bastards, I have.
I have not.
I have not either.
It's pretty interesting movie. What the fuck ethnicity is Tarantino? Is that Italian? A lot of fags like Tarantino, and I can kind of get why, but his shit is good in an interesting way. Because Italians are just so good at everything, like culturally speaking. Blade, I have to watch the Blade Runner movies.
I've watched both of them, and they are very good.
I know nothing about them.
And the old one.
Fucking,
they
like,
are
robot.
Amazing. I've also read the book that inspired them.
Fucking Sheep or something?
Yeah. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by Philip K. Dick. It's a very good book as well. I love Philip K. Dick. I love all his books.
Philip K. Dick.
I heard that like a million years ago.
I never heard that name before, so.
No, I heard you saying that the first time she said it. Okay, this is / TV chat right now.
Yeah.
The best sci-fi movie of all time?
I know nothing about any.
Another
Amadeus was kind of gay. I think Sam Hyde talked about it before. This is like the, artist, you can get away with being an asshole if you're good at what you do,
Amadeus?
Which is not true. It's about Mozart.
Mozart?
And how much
yeah,
of
didn't
a...
Yeah, he die when he was 12?
Yeah. But,
something like that.
How much of a shithead he was in his personal life. But, Prometheus.
Amadeus, looks like it was directed by a Greek guy. No, it's a chick. Okay. Amadeus is a 1984 American period drama film directed by Milos Forman. The story in Vienna, blah, blah, blah. Biography of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have to watch Scanner Darkly. I have not watched that. I think that people who like sci-fi books should all read music, but
Truman Show, seen that.
If you're like creative side, if you're naturally like retarded and autistic, and that might be associated with, I don't know, might be associated with being a dick to people, which isn't really, it's not a one-to-one.
Not necessarily on purpose, dude, just like just a mismatch, just a lot of
being
social
hard,
shit.
Being hard to work with. It's one thing to be autistic and whatever else, but being hard to work with.
Especially on, like, purposefully, like,
people who are obsessed with getting their thing right, they work good, they work well with other people because they want their thing to come to life, like, properly. Because why would they sacrifice that? It makes no sense for them if they're really that obsessed.
You have seen Maze Runner, it sucked ass.
Can you repeat your sci-fi book recommendation? Yes, Ubik by Philip K. Dick. It's a very good book. Very enjoyable.
Watched Kubrick. We watched Taxi Driver, and that was probably the best movie ever.
Mm-hmm. I also love A Clockwork Orange. It's very good.
Given I haven't watched that many movies, but fucking Taxi Driver nails it. Nails it. Fucking nails it.
Idiocracy was annoying.
What? No, Clockwork Orange is not bad. I have read the book and watched the movie, and they are both amazing.
Look at my age. I'm not interested in edgy shit.
One of my favorite movies is American Psycho.
Taxi Driver, Scorsese. I'm fucking retarded. What did I think was Kubrick? What the fuck did Kubrick do that I like? I knew it was Scorsese because he's Italian, and I had made that connection before. Why did I think it was Kubrick? What did he do? Some were Jewish immigrants. That's funny.
Kubrick is possibly my favorite Jew.
Kubrick, he made Eyes Wide Shut. That's what he did. Haha, only Kubrick could make that movie, man. Given that, you know, his parents. Okay. Let me fucking get this. Casino IMDb. It was something like, okay, Casino, the fuck was Goodfellas? Martin Scorsese. Well, Goodfellas, movie about the mob. Casino, movie about the mob. Both directed by the same guy, Martin Scorsese. Now, let's see. Eyes Wide Shut, movie about some weird sex cult. Lolita, movie about pedophiles. Made by Stanley Kubrick. Only you can make that. Only Kubrick.
Never mind. My favorite Jew is that guy who does movie soundtracks. What's his name?
Don't know.
He does like a bunch of movie soundtracks.
Both based on books. Yeah, but like only only he could make that. Could direct that properly. Get it right. Because he knows. If it's Hans Zimmer?
Yes.
Pretty cool. He's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Hans Zimmer is my favorite Jew.
It has to match. If it doesn't match, it's weird. It has the culture.
I don't think there's any film score I like.
I like them.
Not one. That's like, I'm either indifferent to it or I'm like, this just sucks ass.
I straight up listened to a loop for like hours of the Taxi Driver fucking soundtrack.
Yeah.
It literally can go on forever. These loops so well. You can just loop that. Hours and hours.
Wait. What did you say, Sophia? That there isn't any what you like?
Film score. Like any movie soundtrack that I thought was good.
Emily? MLA, rather, whatever the fuck you call that.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of shit.
Never watched it, never will.
I do know that the guy who made it was, you know, making a sequel, and he said, well, it's literally impossible because the like France doesn't exist anymore. The France in that movie doesn't exist anymore. I think that's what he said. And I find that so good. Anyway. What is it with fucking, like, the French?
They're just gay in some weird way.
They're weird. Emily Pauline. He said that, Victor. Yeah. Who's Victor? Me. Know a movie? Oh my god. Luc Besson. I really like Leon the Professional. That movie's great.
Yeah.
The conversations are so good, man. Fuck! That made me figure out something that I couldn't crack for like years. Since I was like 10, I watched that movie last year, so that was I was 16. Something like a conversation thing I couldn't figure out for like 6 years, properly put. Leon the pedophile. Well, it wouldn't be a French movie if it didn't have any undertone like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really get the pedophile shit as much as like people point out. I get more pedophile signaling from other French films that aren't as like, because like the French shit is usually like, it's subliminal, but they make it very clear in the movie that like what's going on, and it's not pedophiliac. Like Leon isn't doing anything or anything like that. Whereas if you get, what the fuck is that movie? Diary of a Teenage Girl. It's not French, but still. They make
that
it like
shit sucks so bad.
They make it like weird and vague. It's very obvious what's happening, but the way they talk about it, it's very like, it's all relative. That feeling of all relative that the French just nail. It's the feeling of it's all relative isn't really in Leon the Professional. Like Matilda says she's in love with Leon, but Leon doesn't do. It's there's not even any implication that anything like that is going on. So, you know, if a movie like that has no pedophilia, you can bet that it was written by a man. Because if it's written by a woman, there's gonna be 15-year-old girls fucking 40-year-old dudes out the fucking wazoo.
Yep. That's just what female filmmakers project their teenage sexual fantasies into their films and live vicariously through that. So, make of that what you will. So, wake up. It is 6:43 p.m. and I'm ready to sleep.
Yeah, Leon wasn't a pedophile. That's right, Shea Court.
When it is like 10 and you're trying to sleep, you'll be right awake again.
Mm-hmm. I know. But when I actually lie down and sleep at 10 p.m., I'm ready to kill somebody. Nice and energized. Alright, we should, poom poom. Poom poom time.
How come people are okay with female? They're okay with female everything.
Who is the moderator? Oh, yes, Fanta.
What is the movie you were talking about with Great Convos? Leon the Professional. The difference between when they're talking to other people or at, like to when they're talking to each other, it's so insane.
Me new style is
which
island
vibes,
man.
It blows my mind, man.
Me relaxing on the beach in Jamaica right now. Me not in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Like,
me in Jamaica.
What movie we were going to watch?
Get the boom boom.
Again?
The Professional is totally a pedo movie? I do not think so at all.
I think that's far too a surface level view.
Yeah.
Vapo.
Vapo.
Just call you Vapo now.
It reads way better than it's spoken.
Me in Jamaica right now, man.
Nately Portman.
Nately Portman. What is that account of, like, 10-year-old jokes? 10-year-olds jokes?
Kids write jokes, I think.
Yeah, the one that we were laughing at really bad earlier, man. Okay, kids write jokes.
So Fia watched Leon with, like, a bunch of her friends from, like, a million years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they were all, like, on that, like, pedophile...
Pedophile boat!
Yeah. But I don't think that's the... I don't think that's the, even close to being an actual thing in the movie. It's a non-factor in the movie. It's a non-starter.
In Jamaica. Fuck, why are they so good?
What?
Kids write jokes. Irreplaceable account. What does a frog say? Nee 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 nee. You're 1,000 years old, but you did not have your marriage, and why? Because you died.
Oh yeah, you gotta open the chest, Sophia.
Oh, I have to open the chest. Distribute rewards. I can do it.
I got two pizza slices on a fucking plate next to me. I gotta heat them up and eat them.
That's best.
What was the movie we were gonna watch? I already forgot.
Can't remember. Where the fuck are my linos? I'm so fucking angry that you're so tired. Well, this
racist
is the only reason
cat.
I'm here.
Now you got like your stuff.
Admiral got the greatest reward, and Daniel Hooch next, and Swam 10 next, and Jay Starkey after that, and then Master Magugu. Congrats, Admiral. Alright. This is Lieutenant Lulbert. Wait, what?
No, go.
This is Lieutenant Lulbert signing out.